Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I want to talk to you about standing out from the rest. I'm working with a coaching client at the moment, specifically around her health, her fitness, the physical transformation that she wants to take place, but also working a lot on her mindset. And so when she first started coming to me only 2 weeks ago, she said to me, she's training, and I want you to, even though I'm talking about I'm going to talk in a bit of detail about the physical and mindset transformations that she's after. I want you to think about how you can apply this to any area of your life where you want to make a difference. And she came to me saying that I'm training 6 days a week. She really wants to, she's a very slim girl. She wants to grow her glutes because that's your butt. In other words, that seems to be a very popular spot for women to be focusing on at the moment due to social media and all that kind of stuff. And she was eating not very well, not enough calories, and not understanding why she wasn't getting the results. And when I first spoke to her, I said, okay, so there's some fundamental things that you're not getting right here. One, you're overtraining and under-eating. That's the main thing. And I said, the next part is to do with your mindset. So I'm going to give you a program that it's going to cut back your training in half. And I'm going to get you to use that extra time that you've got to focus on your food. And you're telling me that you're having these challenges in these particular areas with your food. But that's where you need to put the focus. So if you think that all the work is going to happen in the gym, you're wrong. The majority of the work and all your results are going to come from what happens in the kitchen. It's just as simple as that. The training is the easy part. The eating is the hard part. Why? Because you do a session, and even like she was doing six sessions a day. A week. But you've got to eat like six times a day. So, you know, the ratio of focus is way, way different. The training's the easy part. Now, having said that, she also wasn't getting the training right. So let's talk about that. I said to her, look, you're training 6 days a week. Tell me the programs that you're doing. And she told me, and I said, right, well, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to cut back your training to three. And I said, the biggest challenge you're going to have right there is your headspace saying that, but no, I need to do more. I said, you need to trust me. You need to have faith in what I'm giving you. And if you do the program as I set out, you warm up the right way and you work with the principles that I'll share with you in a second, then you'll need at least a day's recovery in between each workout. To me, if you're working out those 6 days a week and you're not eating enough, then that tells me that you're not working hard enough and smart enough in the gym as well. And so when it comes to the workouts, I said, we will break your program down into 3 4-week training blocks, into 12, so a total of 12 weeks. And in that 4 weeks, you'll only be working out particular muscles once a week. And what you will be doing is progressing every single week, getting heavier on every single exercise, even if it's by only 250 grams, so that you can get stronger. And so what you're doing is you're providing a lot of stimulus in the workout, but then you have to feed yourself. You have to fuel. You have to repair. You have to give yourself all the protein you need for your muscles to keep growing. And guess what? That gets you stronger. And then that enables you to progress. And I told her the warm-up protocol that we use, because it's different to the most people don't warm up properly. I told her the number of sets to do, the number of reps to do. And it was a surprise to her. But I spoke to her after a week on the program yesterday, and she said just how great the program is, how sore she is, and of course the biggest challenge for her is the food. So she's loving the program, it's working, she can see, and what she said she's also noticing is how badly people are in the gym performing their routines. So in other words, they're, and she gave me a couple of examples of their, you know, doing a couple of sets here, and they're doing it really fast, and they go over to here, and then they go over to there, and they jump on that treadmill, and they jump off there, and they come and do here, and then they're out of there. And they're not writing anything down. They're not tracking what they're doing. So how can you be successful if you're not tracking and doing all those things? And I said, this is why you stand out in the gym compared to anybody else, because you're maybe taking a little bit more rest in between sets. You're doing nice, slow, controlled movements, using proper form. You're tracking what it is that you're doing. You're progressing all the time. You're matching what you're doing in the gym, in the kitchen, to make sure you're fueling yourself the right way. These people that are in the gym, they have horrible, horrible nutrition that doesn't match their exercise. So they just stay exactly where they are. And I said, that's why you're in the top 1% of what it is that you're doing in the gym, because most people have no idea or just aren't doing the right stuff. So that's just worthy of knowing. It's easy to stand out from everybody else if you get the right coaching, if you do the right things and you do them consistently. So then we were talking about food. She said some of the challenges that she has over her food, and the main one is dinner time. She's single mum. She's got two kids, and preparing the meals, and you know, working around the household, all that kind of stuff. And she's, dinner time becomes really challenged. So we were just talking through some different scenarios on what she could do, and then I said, these are the things that I want to see from you every single week, and laid out for her just simple type of spreadsheet format, and tell me all the exercises that you're doing. Tell me the maximum one set that you're doing with the maximum weight, and so we can measure it each week, and those numbers should always be going up. Even if it's by 250 grams, they should always go up. And if they're not, then there's a problem. We need to analyze it. And I said, this is the detail I want to see for your food. And one of the key things there is about the protein, making sure that I see how much protein she's eating per meal, the timing of her meals. I want to see the 5 to 6 meals that she's eating. I want to see the vegetables that she's eating. I want to see the high energy carbs that she's eating. I want to know how much water she's drinking, how much sleep she's getting each night, and her mood and energy. I want to track that as well, because she could be smashing things in the gym, but if she's feeling very tired and down and not motivated, then it's not working. So we need to pull that apart a bit and say, well, why is that? And you can say, oh, okay, well, the sleep's not so good, the water's not so good, or there's something else that's just going on outside of that routine in life that is just weighing heavily on her, and we need to put in place something different to help her constantly see that she's achieving what it is that she wants to achieve. Now, apply that to other areas of your life, and the principles are this: get the right coach in the area where you want to get great at. Listen to what it is that they say you need to do. There needs to be accountability. There needs to be tracking. You need to know your numbers. So like in this case here, if you break it down, they're not financial numbers. They're numbers in terms of, I need to know the number of grams of protein that you're having. I need to know volumes of vegetables and high energy carbohydrates that you're drinking, volumes of sleep, volumes of water. I need to know lifting loads and that kind of stuff as well. It's knowing your numbers so that when you go into that workout next week, or you go into that whatever it is, that marketing campaign, that goal that you're striving for, you know exactly the number that you need to hit to be successful in that workout. And if you can do a little bit more, great. If you hit your target though, success. And then it's a cycle. you put it on repeat. Tweak it if it needs to be tweaked and repeat. And that's why I've said to her, send me all those things, as well as her measurements, as well as photos, so that I can see how's the program showing up in what we're seeing in the picture. That's really important. How are the results showing up in terms of centimeters and that kind of thing? It's all about numbers. It's all about the data. And if you're not using data in the areas of your life where you want to get better, you won't. Take financial, for instance. If you want to become wealthier, if you don't have a good sense of what your net wealth is right now, then I would suggest that's a problem. If you want to become wealthier and you don't know what that number is that you want to achieve, then you're just going to end up pretty much where you are right now. You need to be able to articulate what it is that you want. Track your numbers so that you know, okay, well, that means reverse engineer it. If I need to make an extra, I don't know, $100,000 this year in your bank account, then what does that look like? Well, let's say it's $120,000. So that's $10,000 of savings a month on average that you need to do. What do you need to do to achieve that? How many extra sales? How many extra leads? What's your conversion rate? What is the marketing that is most effective in this space? What are you going to do? How are you going to achieve it? Because if you don't reverse engineer your numbers, you know, back to your goal, you'll probably just stay, like most people, where you are. Remember, to stand out in the language that I'm talking is, it's top 1%. How do you get into that top 1% in the areas where you want to become great at? Get your coach. That's the first thing. Find the best coach in the world in the space where you want to get better. Make sure they've got a proven track record. And invest. And then listen to what they say, do what they say, do it consistently, keep tweaking it, keep going, don't stop, never give up. Even if you think that it's not working or it doesn't look like it's working, sometimes it's you can't see how the dots are all going to connect until some way down the track, and that's just normal. So keep going, keep pushing, and if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you. Doesn't matter where you're based in the world. It's a free consultation personally with me. I'd love to connect. See you tomorrow.